We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now, hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Dave Rebro. His clients have dubbed him the technology therapist. As an Amazon number one best-selling co-author of the book Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner, Fresh Perspectives on Profitability, People, Productivity, and Finding Peace in Your Business, Dave's passion is to take a holistic approach to his clients' technology anxieties, frustrations, and overwhelm, and find solutions that best fit the way they think, learn, and work to help them reach their business and life goals. Dave has 25 plus years of technology knowledge and business workflow experience that have contributed to his expertise simplifying technology and making it easier for people to understand and use. Dave, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Lori. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I want to know, before we dive into some of these questions, what exactly does technology therapist really mean?
I'm glad you asked. It's kind of funny. Quick story. I had a client of mine who every time we would meet dealing with technology would say to me, you know what, every time we meet, I feel like I'm laying down on the technology therapy couch and all my overwhelming frustrations about using technology and how I work, when I'm done working with you, I feel so much better. So you're like my tech therapist. And it's so funny. The light bulb went off, Lori, and I'm like, I got to use that. That's awesome. And essentially, that's what I do.
Okay.
You know, working with technology and working with workflows, it really starts off as a mind game. Mm-hmm. It's a mindset. And you really have to be clear when you're working in your business or doing things in your life, what the end purpose of what you're doing is.
Yep.
So when you plan out the steps and the strategies you need to take to get to that end goal, right, you have to have the clarity to get you to there. So we start off with the mind game. And usually when I work with somebody, it's called the island of frustration because they come to me and they're like, Dave, oh, I'm all overwhelmed. I need to finish this. I'm one step away of where I need to get to. And then all of a sudden, I can't get there. I need some help. So it's starting off with the island of frustration and then looking over in the distance at the island of bliss. Yes. And that island of bliss really is the island of productivity, the island of end results. It's where you want to be and how you want to feel when you get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's taking that feeling of where I want to be and we replace that island of frustration with that feeling of bliss and productivity and joy and this is accomplishment. And we build a bridge between those two islands. And that bridge is a step-by-step plan of strategies, tools, tips, an organization to get you to that point.
Yeah.
So now you have some clarity where you want to go, and then you start to build the strategies and the path that you want to get to that. And I work with them to go ahead and implement that, create and implement. So really it's fix it in your mind first, picture it, feel it, and then let's actually take action to get there.
Very nice. So you're very organized, and I know that you're a very systematic individual. And I know that you've got some tips to share with regards to how do you apply that to your network in general. My understanding, based on what I know from you, is that you love utilizing tools and some of these technology resources to be efficient. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, tools are very important to take action. All right. And these tools need to support you with the actions you're going to take. But let's step back before the tools, just one step
okay.
if we can.
Sure.
Really, before you can start using the tools, before I was talking about that island of frustration mm-hmm. or whatever, you really need to figure out in your networking what the purpose is of the networking that you're doing. And when you're building your community, so it could be your professional community, it could be your personal community, you have to have clarity of what that purpose is as well. And in that community, it's made up of a lot of different people with a lot of different purposes or roles, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Okay? And you need to understand the members' roles within that community. And when you're networking, you need to understand when they come into your community, what role they're going to play. All right? So we need to get some clarity of what that community is, how it looks like, and how it's going to live and breathe and the ecosystem that it makes up. So once you have a clear picture of that, then it's like, okay, now I need to take action. I need to build, grow, and nurture this community. And during the networking process, you're inviting people into your community. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you're invited into their community as well.
Absolutely.
All right. And during that process, it can become sometimes overwhelming because there's a lot, like I said before, there's a lot of different layers and a lot of things that need to happen to make this community a thriving community. So at Tools, let's step back and say, Lori, you and I met at a networking meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we have a great conversation. So we start our relationship there. And at one time you say, Dave, can I have your business card? Because I kind of call that getting the first base in business, so to speak.
Okay.
I
mean, that's a relationship, kind of
a, it's
right?
It's a relationship.
Right. Yep, yep.
Okay. It's a fun get to first base. And we're exchanging cards, right? Now, at that point, I give you my card. What do you do with that card, Lori? I'm asking you, what do you do with that card once you leave that networking event? What happens? And be honest.
I know what I would like to be doing, but I know what actually happens. So typically what happens is I have my business card holders and I put them in there and it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to reach out to these people immediately or as soon as I get back to the office or first thing tomorrow morning. But what typically happens is it sits in my business cards holder until the next networking event and I go, oh shoot, I was going to reach out to that person.
Yes.
But there are definitely times that if I felt it was a strong connection, then I do take that step. And if anything, I try to get that next meeting to happen before that conversation is even over.
Yeah. And that's a great approach. But a lot of times, and I think some of the people listening will kind of relate to this, we grab those cards and sometimes we have a handful, a purse full, a bag full of cards. When we leave, we get back to our office and we end up putting them on our desk in a stack.
Yep.
Or some people take them and they put them in the pile of other business cards or in that drawer or that box. And what happens is once that goes there, it's probably 90% chance you're not going to take action on that.
Yep.
Okay. So it sits there. And in my mind, that pile, that drawer, that box full of business cards is really a gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's people in there that could be members of your community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we talked about there's many different roles within a community, such as, you know, it could be a potential client.
Mm-hmm.
It could be someone who could serve you and help you. It could be someone that you could refer to someone else or they could refer you to. So there's many different roles. And if I don't, take action on that card for whatever purpose that interaction was, it just sits away, it's lost, and you miss an opportunity.
Yep.
So we have this paper stack of what I call a gold mine of cards. And if we don't put strategies, systems, and tools into place, as soon as you grab a card or as soon as you get back to your office, you miss out on the opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, there's that window of opportunity.
There is
right?
a window of opportunity. Yeah, because you had this great momentum going, so to speak, with this person and the relationship's building. So here's kind of some of the things I'll do or I'll put into place is I'll use some strategies and I'll use technology to support me as far as organizing and systematizing that process.
Perfect.
So, all right. So we're at this meeting, you and I, and you give me your card. We had this great conversation and let's connect. It's going good. The first thing I'll usually do is I pull out my phone. And on my phone, I have an app called Evernote.
Mm-hmm.
And Evernote's a really cool app. If you folks have never used it before, really, it's an app that captures pretty much anything that you want to remember or mm-hmm. keep that you want to be able to retrieve and use anytime, any place, any device in the future. So business cards would be one of them, right?
Sure.
So there's a feature in Evernote that allows me to take my phone, go into Evernote, hover my phone over your business card. It takes a picture of your business card, extracts out all the contents of your business card, and puts it into a note. Now, a note's kind of like a file or a document, kind of like in Word where you have a document. Yeah. So in Evernote, it's called a note, and it makes a live, breathable, interactive note where it has fields that fills in the content that's on the card.
Nice.
But here's something that's really cool. It also will then, once you take a picture, it will say, hey, Dave, do you want to send your contact information electronically back to Lori? So it gives me an option to do that. And I'm like, well, she's got my card, but how cool would it be if I could send her my V card, which is a file that you could tap on your phone or double click on your computer, and it puts my information right into your address book without you going in there and typing it.
Sure.
So that eliminates a step, and then I get right into your address book.
Yeah.
Second of all, it'll look at the card, and if the email address on the card matches LinkedIn, your profile email address, it will take your profile picture down from Evernote, puts it into that note. Any additional information that's not on the card, it pulls down puts it into that note. And it will give me the opportunity to send you an invite to connect right on LinkedIn.
Oh, wow.
That's all. And I don't even press the shutter. That's me just hovering over your card.
Yep.
It goes into my account. There's a notebook, which is like a folder called business cards.
Sure.
And that's really my digital Rolodex.
Okay.
Okay. Some people will call it their CRM. I actually call it my CRM, but I don't call it my customer relations management. I call it my community relationship management. And the reason why I do that is you may not be a prospect. Mm-hmm. You may not be a client. You might be you might be a valuable influencer within my community. You might have some great stuff that you could share with my community. And I don't want to call you a customer at that point because you're not. You're really an influencer.
Yep.
So let's take the customer out and make it a community relationship management program.
I like that.
I've got this notebook in there with all the business cards that I can go and edit. I can add notes based on our conversation we just had.
Sure.
How many times have you looked back at your card and say, oh, where did I meet this person?
Or
I don't remember where we met. I kind of remember the name. Oh, I've got this here. I don't know what to do with this. And then, you know, pretty soon you throw it away. Opportunity lost.
Yep.
Right?
We don't want that.
So I can quickly go in and type some notes. And really with Evernote, I can voice to text dictate into the note.
That's fantastic.
Right on the spot. And then have that in there. And in Evernote, you can also tag. And that's a way of organizing.
Okay.
So I can add keywords and key phrases to a note. So
nice.
I've got this business card note in here. And I can have, and I have preset notes that says the industry that Lori works in. Okay, so I'm starting to organize it. Mm-hmm. Where we met, was it through an association? Was it at a specific event? I can tag that. And then I can put other tags in there as well. Maybe it might be some interest. Maybe we both have interest in kayaking came up. And I can tag your business card with that.
Nice.
So this is really starting to become an organized, dynamic note other than this paper file that just sat right on my desk or in the drawer and it's all lost.
Easy to filter and organize and find kind of the answers to what you're looking for too, obviously.
Yeah. So
nice.
When you have tools like that in place, that helps the process of building your community and growing your community and then interacting with your community, more efficient. So if I want to take your business card, so to speak, in Evernote and share it with somebody, let's say I'm having a conversation with Sarah and Sarah says, oh, I would love to get on a podcast. I do this awesome content management. In fact, Sarah was on one of your podcasts.
She sure was.
I don't know why, Sarah, you came to mind, but you just came to mind.
It's okay. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, shout out. And let's say Sarah didn't know you and I'm like, hey, I've got a great connection for you, Lori. And instead of me saying, you know, I'll go back, try to find her business card and send it to you, or I'll look up her website, I'll go into Evernote within seconds, find your card and share it with her so she has access to all your information and will be able to contact you right from
there. Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. So if you can make a system and organize, it makes it a lot easier to really to build and grow and nourish that community.
Yeah.
So that's like step one. But what about the back end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we've got this already, and the invite went out to you, Lori, on LinkedIn. We connect, and I still want to be able to grab information that you're sharing out there, because I want to keep this and log it and have it in with your information right within Evernote, so I can use something called a web clipper in Evernote.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're familiar with Evernote, but it allows you to clip a full web page or portions of a web page,
yep,
and pull that into your account and save it with the other information related to a topic or a person.
Sure.
So I could actually go to your LinkedIn post and clip them, because you gave me some great value and I thought my community would be able to use this. Yes, I can share it up on LinkedIn, but wouldn't it be great to include it into a newsletter I send out?
Mm-hmm.
And then say, hey, Lori, just want to let you know I'm sharing some of your great stuff. I'm going to credit you. I'll put your name in there. I just want to say that was great stuff. I'm going to share it in my newsletter.
Yeah.
Well, how cool would that be as far as relationships, as far as fostering or nurturing that relationship?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you could actually grab that, harvest that information, and have it in one place. So you don't have to go to 5-6 different areas. Maybe it's a newsletter or LinkedIn or wherever you have
sure,
your content.
Yeah.
You have it in one workspace, so to speak, where you have access to it anytime, any place, any device.
Yeah, great tip for sure.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that from the nurturing perspective too, to just add value, reaching out to your network saying, hey, I'm using some of the great information that you shared to get more awesome info out to my community.
Yeah, because you're helping out the person. So you're becoming an influencer.
Yep.
And then you're giving great content back to your community. So you're an influencer there. You know, in your community, and you probably talked about this, you truly want to strive to be the influencer mm-hmm. in your community.
Yep.
Someone that people look to as a leader or an influencer, because eventually that creates the know, like, trust factor.
Yep.
And the relationship grows even more. And if you ever need something, or if somebody thinks about a need for somebody else, you're going to pop up in their mind.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so important as well when you're looking at the networking and the community growing. And if you have tools in place that support you and nourish that, you're right on the game. I mean, you're flying high with that.
Yeah. So you've said this before, in other areas that I've heard you speak about this, and you say systematize offline to online relationship building. What exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, so, well, that's really kind of what we just talked about a little bit
uh-huh.
is if you create a system or a plan,
mm-hmm.
right, that helps you be prepared and be able to process quickly and easily those steps needed to grow, nurture, and build that community. So putting systems in place really support you and support your community. And what's a system? A system really is well-organized, planned steps to do something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what it is. An organization is basically, you know, putting things in a certain order that helps you retrieve and use it moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So organize and systems, if I can put those two together and be able to partner those in a certain topic like networking, this is really going to be valuable. So we just talked about putting a system in place where I take my phone and I take a picture of a business card and boom, this automated process starts to happen.
Yep.
And all I'm doing is just taking a picture of a business card. Okay. So it's really quick. It takes me 5 seconds to do that and it's all automated.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, it does take a couple minutes to set up, but it's well worth the investment on the front end to save the time on the back end.
Absolutely.
And that's really what systems do. You build it and then you use it.
Yep.
Okay. So that's step one coming in, but what about on the back end where I want to stay relevant and keep in touch? Well, I build in systems to help me kind of remind myself to be present within my community. And what I do is I take advantage of my calendar. Okay, so a calendar is another tool that you can do this with. And the calendar allows me to block specific time on specific dates to reserve time in my busy schedule, because what was happening before I started doing this is I just wasn't doing this. I wasn't nurturing my network. I wasn't reaching out. I wasn't building and fostering and nurturing the relationships. So I knew it was important, and I said the only way I'm going to do this, I need to put it on my calendar
yep.
and reserve time to do
Absolutely.
It. So I'm like, well, how am I going to remember to do that? Even though it's on the calendar, Well, as we all know, in a digital calendar, you can set a reminder or alert,
yep,
a notification. And I set that up every Tuesday for me. I actually have theme days throughout the week. And every Tuesday, which today is Tuesday, is called Keep in Touch Tuesday.
Nice.
All right?
I like
so it. That for me is a trigger that I need to take action on, you know, working with my community. And again, it could be an existing client, a past client, maybe a prospect client, or it could be an associate, someone I'm partnering with. Whatever the case, I want you to be able to go ahead and roll out that on Tuesday where I have time to go ahead and take action on this. So this morning, I actually did some Keep in Touch Tuesday activities.
Nice.
Okay. So actually, I actually planned my day, my current day, the night before. So I will look and see where I have available time on my calendar, and I will block out time for Keep in Touch Tuesday. Well, we're in the afternoon here as we're doing this. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, I, within Evernote, I have a log called the Keep in Touch Tuesday log of who I reached out to or who I want to reach out to. And I log when I reached out to them, who it was, what I said, and any other specific notes on that.
Nice.
And when I reach out, I try not to just reach out and, you know, vomit myself on them, so to speak.
Yep.
I want to give them value.
Yep.
Or encouragement, or just check in to see how they're doing. Mm-hmm. Maybe they had a problem with something, and they came to me and we worked on something, and I'm just going to follow up to see how it is.
Yep.
But the whole thing is I want to stay relevant to them, but yet I want to cultivate that relationship as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, and Lori, out of anything that I do with my community, when I go out on Keep in Touch Tuesday and just have a little note or send value, so many times I get people writing back saying, oh, I've been meaning to reach out to you. Thank you for doing that.
It's so great, isn't it?
It's amazing. I was thinking about you the other day, and this person, you know, needs to get organized, and I thought of you, and I just forgot about it. Thank you. And they start the introduction process.
Yeah, that's great.
So reserving time to reach out on your calendar and blocking it is, for me, it's very valuable. And when I work with my clients, it's valuable for them as well. So we actually implemented into that.
Nice.
Now, because we're actually making a notification or alert, and this happens every Tuesday, what does that become?
It's a habit.
It's a habit. Yep, it's a productive habit.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. We want to create productive habits to assist us. And the things that we know we have to do in our business and are very important, but sometimes we just forget about them because we're just, you know, sometimes it gets overwhelming or we're just, too much is going on. We're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be stuck in that. We don't want to be stuck in overwhelm or stuck in chaos. We want to start to take control. And you take control of your time by taking control of your calendar.
Yes.
So if you can block off time and reserve time to do things like this, it's really going to help you. It's going to help your business. It's going to help your community as well.
Yeah. No, that's great.
You know,
I think that's a great tip to share with regards to staying in front of and nurturing your community.
So you can see how this is part of a system then.
Yep.
These are steps. These are processes that I need to take, organize, and plan that will help me do this. So building the systems to support you, when you have a plan, you can take action, you have clarity, you can go with flow. You're not sitting there going, oh, I know I got to do something, or what do I have to do, or I'm struggling with getting clients, why am I not? Where if you have these systems in place, it's already there working for
you. Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
So why don't you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking story that you have?
Oh, man. I've got many different ones, but if I could, this one's going to take a couple hops. Can I go through this one?
Sure, sure.
It's going to take a couple hops, so everybody stay with me. Probably about 7.5 years ago, I changed the services that I offered within my business. Before what I'm doing now, being the technology therapist, I used to be the contracted computer network server geek that went out and went to a couple businesses and contracted, and that's all I did.
Mm-hmm.
That became old after 15, 16 years, and down deep inside of me, I had the push, the goal. There was something in me that says, there's got to be something bigger and better for you to do. I wanted to reach more, give back more. And I always loved working and teaching and helping people when I was doing my contract work.
Sure.
So I decided to stop what I was doing and start a new venture in services. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to go out and teach and coach and help people implement technology and workflows so they could work, you know, more efficiently and reach goals within their businesses. Well, when I made that shift, it was like, wow, it was night and day because I had to start over from scratch. I had to build a whole new community
Sure.
and build new relationships. Yep. People didn't know who I was and what I did and Uh-huh. what the value was. Even though I knew I was good at what I did, you just can't go out and start telling people, hey, I'm good, you know, hire me or
yep,
my friend or whatever. So long story short, I decided to join a group. And I asked a neighbor of mine who was in a networking group, a marketing networking group, I need to meet people. Where should I go? And she said, you know what, come with me to this group. It's an excellent group. Go in there, get to know these people, and start building relationships there. So I went, and it was an awesome group. I met a lot of people, and I met this one person who was not a client, but it was more of a someone who was an associate that we were helping each other out with, you know, their community, and she was helping me out with my community. And that group eventually went away, and we continued our relationship. So at that time, I started Keep in Touch Tuesdays, and we reached out, and she said, hey, let's get together and talk. And we had such a great, raw, authentic, open conversation about business, topics that are really deep down and personal about businesses. And it was really, really moving to us. And we're like, you know what? If we're having this awesome conversation, it'd be great to bring this to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So Jill, who the person I'm talking about, and I got together. And our good friend Sarah, who we gave a shout out earlier, joined us. We created a group called Downstream, which is a small business conversation group where we tackle some of those kind of raw and intimate and conversations you really don't have or can have with a family member or friends who aren't business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And during one of our events that we have, we meet monthly, one of the attendees came in and heard me talk about being overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
and being organized. And that person said to me, I need you. So I ended up working with my good friend Stacy and client Stacy. And as we're talking, I said, you know, Stacy, who out there is like you? Do you know anybody like you that may need my service? And she told me she got a lot of value out of it. And she goes, you know what? I want you to talk to my business coach. And her name is Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to go to another event with Stacy and meet Maggie and some other people. And at that time, I met Maggie. We hit it off. It was great. And she was in the process of creating a book.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned a book earlier today. And I was looking for something to take my business from a local standpoint and make an impact on a larger basis.
Cool.
And I wanted to go out nationally and worldwide. And I had that in my mind and I was looking for opportunities. Maggie shows up, asks me if I'd be interested. I'm like, yes, this would be great. So let's go way back to where we started with. I just asked someone, who do I know? Who can I talk to or where can I go to meet people?
Yep.
And that snowballed. Well, coming today, we ended up creating, myself and 9 other authors, a best-selling Amazon number one best-selling book.
Yep.
Which opened up the doors to many, many relationships I had no idea and
awesome.
Never thought I would ever have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to interview people for my chapter into the book I thought I would never, ever get in front of.
Yep.
I mean, these are high, big dogs out there. And I just said, I'm an author. We're writing a book. I value what you're doing. Can we talk? And I'd love to use your expertise in the book. And some really amazing people I was able to talk to. And now I have a relationship with.
That's awesome.
And it all started, let's go back. It all started with me asking the question, who can I talk to?
Yeah.
Or where can I go to
yeah.
meet people?
And you asked your neighbor.
And I asked my neighbor. My neighbor.
Which is great. I mean, and that just proves that you never know where things are going to unfold.
You
right?
never know.
So you just have to embrace the opportunity that's in front of you.
You bet. And not only embrace it, but trust it
mm-hmm.
and believe in it.
Trust the process.
Trust the process. A lot of people get frustrated because they don't see the results.
Yep.
What's the old saying? Go ahead and sow and sow, and then eventually there's a time to reap.
Mm, yep.
Yeah. So concentrate on sowing and sowing because that reaping time, your harvest, will be there.
It takes time.
It takes time.
It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, a farmer doesn't go out in the field, plant a seed, and then stamp on the ground and say, where's my corn?
Yep.
Where's my corn?
It takes time.
No. The farmer nurtures it, fertilizes, tends to it, and lets the process happen. And then in the fall, takes the bounty in.
And he trusted the process.
And he trusted the process. Yeah.
Really good.
And you got to do that, too, with anything you're doing in business and life, especially with networking.
Mm-hmm.
Trust that process. Go ahead and sow that network. Sow your relationships. Because you never know, like you said, that one person you did a little something on Keep in Touch Tuesday that came out and might change your business or even your life.
It goes a long way.
It goes a long way,
I like the Keep in Touch Tuesday philosophy. Yeah. That's nice. So what advice would you offer? I know you're throwing out lots and lots and lots of advice here. to the business professional who's looking to grow their network.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I did when I switched from being a contracted techno geek, I'll call myself a geek, is I had to get out there and I had to develop those relationships. So yes, number one, ask. And don't be afraid to ask.
Yep.
People are so willing to help. So number one, ask. And when you get involved with groups, target those people that you can tell are influencers in that group. It could be the person who runs the group. It could be someone presenting. And don't be afraid. Just go up and introduce yourself and talk to them. At one time, I was afraid. I'm like, who am I to go up and talk to these people? You know, I'm just starting out. But eventually, I learned that people love to help.
Yeah.
And especially people who are starting off because they were there once before.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of wisdom to share. And, you know, don't be afraid to go and talk to these people. And finally, the other thing I would say is if you can, get in front of people as far as presenting.
Yes.
Teaching. Coming on a podcast like this. Get in front because what that does is, of course, know your stuff and bring great value. Never go out there and pitch and sell. Go up and teach. What that does is people, if they get value from you, they respect you. And then they, you know, before you even meet, they start to develop a relationship with you. In their mind, they're thinking, wow, this guy is good, or this lady is awesome. I learned so much from her. I got to meet this person. And so many times when I've gone out and just done a presentation or taught a free class somewhere or did a meetup or whatever, so many people have come back to me and say, thank you. I got some great value. Let's connect.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, once you get to that point, I'll say that's first base again.
Yep.
The relationship begins. And so many fruitful things have happened just from going out and sharing and teaching and sharing your brilliance. Everybody has a specialty. And sometimes there are people who are like, well, these are a group of professionals. What are they going to get from me? You know, everybody can't know everything. And most people have one, two, three, maybe more things that they specialize that are value to people.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and share it. Don't be afraid. You don't have to sell everything. Because the more you give, the more
you get. Absolutely.
Yeah, the more you get back.
Totally.
Yeah, and going out and presenting and teaching. I taught a class at a local community college. And I decided, you know what? I don't know. I wasn't making hardly anything. Mm-hmm. But I said, you know what? I'm just going to go give and see what happens. And one of the students in there, I was teaching a class on using your iPad,
mm-hmm.
how you could use it in your business, in your life. And one of the persons in there was a sales director from the biggest real estate agency in the state of Wisconsin and said, I love what you're doing. I want you in front of my agents. And I got in front of the agents. And then they have branches all over the state. And from there, it just viraled out. And soon I was teaching all this. What I just went out and just wanted to share with, I was teaching and holding classes and making a good return in my investment to all these people who craved and needed what I had.
Yeah.
I didn't know they needed this, but I just went out and gave.
Yep.
And look what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah.
100%. So I'm curious because I'm not really quite sure exactly how you're going to answer this question, but digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
Wow. Yeah, that's a great question.
The techie geek. How is he going to answer?
You know, you would think the techie geek would say, well, it's digital, Lori. Uh-huh. Come on. But really, it comes down to what the purpose is of your networking at that time, I think it is.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so if I owned a small brick and mortar shop, it might make sense for me to get involved locally with the community offline, get out in front of people, talk about my store and my products and all that. But let's say that store is doing great and you really want to expand and increase the awareness of this and maybe your revenue, but you knew that you had to get out on the internet to share your store, your products or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you have to transition more into the digital relationships more than you would with the local ones, right?
Yep, yep.
Not saying that the local ones still aren't important. They are very important because somebody might know somebody online or in another state or a country that could help you out. But I think you really have to identify what the purpose of the networking or of your relationship is going to be. And I think based on that, then you would say, you know, offline is the best for this or online is the best for this.
Yep.
So when I was starting off, making my switch, offline was all I did.
Sure.
It was great. Eventually that led to online. But now as I want more exposure and wanted to serve more people and make a greater impact, I know I can't just do it locally. I have to do it online. So I have to reach out now to people, influencers online that can help me get in that position to do it.
Yeah. So it's a combination.
It's a combination, yeah.
Yeah. But I agree with you 100% is really understanding what is the purpose? What is your goal?
Yeah, have clarity with it.
Yeah, start with the end in mind.
You do. And if you don't have that, stop what you're doing.
And
go back to step one.
Yep.
Figure that out because you're just going to wander aimlessly around trying to figure it out when you don't have a plan in place.
Totally.
Right?
All right, so here's a fun one for you. If you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Yeah, if I had to go back, as I get older, I understand the value of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the valence of knowledge that other people have. And when I started off, I wanted to figure it out myself.
Yep.
I wanted to do it myself, do everything myself, figure it out, have fun doing it. I love to troubleshoot, solve problems. I wanted to figure it out. But I didn't realize how much time I was wasting trying to figure out myself. And now as I get older and I get more experience and I talk to people who have more experience than I, the value I get with just a conversation is amazing. So I could have a conversation which replaced months and months of me trying to figure out. And I would say, I would go back and say, trust, interact with, and just ask and build relationship with people who are experienced, who've gone through it before.
Absolutely.
Because the faster you get that knowledge, the quicker you can excel in what you're doing.
They've made the mistakes for you.
They made the mistakes for you. Yeah, and that's where growth happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can at least learn from their mistakes and talk about those mistakes. But yeah, I think that's really, really good information to share and all the 20-year-olds that are listening to pay attention to.
Yeah. And one other thing, if I could,
is
before we talked about trust the process, I would tell myself, you know what? Trust and believe that it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
As a small business owner or even as a person in life, we always run into challenges and barriers and
Absolutely.
Struggles.
Yep.
But now that I look back at those are moments of growth is what's happening.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'm veering off course and that's why I'm feeling this or run into it and running into those barriers or that frustration or the overwhelm or resistance is pushing me back on course or is opening up a door for something else. It's just preparing me.
Yep.
So I would tell myself, you know what, believe it, trust it, and allow it to happen.
Yes, that's important.
Yeah, because sometimes we fight it. And when you fight it, you just resist it. You know, it's not going to happen. This is almost getting into the law of attraction stuff. I don't know if anybody out there follows that, but really it's allow it to happen and you'll attract it.
Yes. Yep. Be open to it.
Be open to it. Yes.
All right. So, Dave, we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with? And do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. Off the top of my head, and this is not going to happen anymore, I wish somehow, and I was really young when I when I start to, I'm certified an Apple support professional as well. And I always admired Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. And I wish somehow I would have been able to connect with him.
Yeah.
Just to have a quick conversation, say, whatever. So that can't happen anymore. You know what? As of this morning, I reached out to a person, David Allen, who is the author of Getting Things Done.
Okay, sure.
So he's a real productivity organization guy. He's the guru out there. He's got a book out there. He's got many followers. And really, I was surprised I haven't reached out to him and connected with him. And so I actually, on Keep in Touch Tuesday, I decided to stretch it a little bit and reach out to David Allen.
I like that.
So I went on LinkedIn, Laurie, and I went to his profile, and I found out I was one level away from him.
Isn't that great?
So there were people in my network that connected with him. One was Michael Hyatt. He's a big productivity guru that's out there. And another person. And I'm like, you know what? I connected with them. I'm going to leverage that and reach out to David to see if we can connect. And I wrote this cool, warm letter to him. I wasn't trying to sell anything. I told him exactly why I wanted to reach out.
Yeah.
And I did it this morning. So I'm hoping I get results on that.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. Cool.
But the thing about that is don't be afraid to do it.
Absolutely not.
What's the worst thing that's going to happen?
You say no.
They say no or they ignore you. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not going to break you. So as of this morning, I reached out. And if we connected, it would be awesome to connect because we're really cut out of the same mold and what we do. And it would be fun to have a conversation with him and just chat and build a relationship.
I'm listening to his book right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I'm about halfway through it.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
It's a great book.
I mean, it's...
It's really detailed.
It is. It's a little overwhelming with, like, every little detailed step. But I understand the whole picture.
The whole picture.
But it's taking the time to implement it.
Yeah. Talk about systems and processes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That whole book is all about systems
and processes.
That's
exactly what it is. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Speaking of books, which one are you reading right now?
Yeah. I've got one book I'm reading right now. Brendon Burchard, who's a big high achiever coach. He's got a book out about developing good habits.
Okay.
So it's really high performance habits. And I'm reading that right now because I believe habits are really so important to how we think, how we work, how we live.
Yep.
I talked about creating a habit of your network and reaching out every Tuesday. But there's so much more as far as developing habits, productive, high-achieving habits, not the habits that you're sitting and drinking martinis every night or whatever. No, habits, good habits that support you not only in your business but your life. So that's a great book right now. And I read this book and I brought it along and actually I want to share it with you. Maybe you've read it.
I've not heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a book called Eat, Drink, and Succeed, Climb Your Way to the Top Using Networking Power of Social Events.
Nice. Okay.
And it's actually written by Laura Schwartz, who's actually right here from Wisconsin.
Oh, sweet.
I think Plymouth, Wisconsin she's from. And she's the former White House Director of Events under the Clinton administration.
Okay.
And she started off as an intern at the White House right out of college and used the power of networking. And she learned early. Actually, she learned from her parents.
Nice.
Who ran a small business in Plymouth, Wisconsin. She watched how her parents developed their business through local offline development.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so relationships. And she applied those same principles to her position there and blossomed into this incredible, valuable person within the administration and succeeded beyond her dreams. But it's a great read. It's Eat and Drink and Succeed by Laura Schwartz. I'm going to actually share it with you so you can check it out.
Great. Thanks.
It really fits in with what we're
doing. Totally. I love reading books about networking and growth and business and everything.
So. Yeah. Great story too.
Good. Thank you so much. So Dave, any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Yeah. Don't ignore your network. Beyond your health, beyond your precious commodity of time, I would say your relationships, your community is probably the third most important commodity in your life. Take time and go ahead and reach out and develop those relationships. Yeah, sometimes it seems like it's so much work to do and whatever. Well, hopefully with our conversation, you'll see that you can actually put systems into place that support you, but make it a habit to go ahead and build and grow and nurture that network and that community, because it truly will come back and serve you 100 times, 1,000 times more than you would ever, ever imagine.
Totally agree.
And I've seen it so many times, and I appreciate what I get from my community.
Yep.
And I would say, you know, don't ignore it.
Trust the system. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
That's great. I think that's sound advice for our listeners, is to don't ignore your network, right? And
that's
the whole purpose of this podcast that I'm hosting, is to really create awareness that it's critical to build and nurture your network.
Absolutely.
Great. So if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way that they can reach you?
Yeah. One of the best ways to get a hold of me is come to my website.
Okay.
It's drcssolutions-solutions.com. And feel free to go there and learn about myself and my business, my service, and see how we might be able to work together. But if you just want to reach out and be in my community and invite me into your community, look me up on LinkedIn. I would love to connect with anybody who is listening. Like I said, let's grow our communities and serve our communities together.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
We will include both those information pieces, the website and your LinkedIn profile, in our show notes.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Dave.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a blast. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, great conversation.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was fun.
Really good tips, too. I'm sure our listeners appreciate them.
Thank you.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Dave Rebro for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.